Model Test 7, Section A. 1. Now, I'm going to start off by asking you a difficult question. Why would you like to get this post?
Well, first of all, I know that your firm has a very good reputation. Then I've heard you offer good opportunities for promotion for the right person.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
Two. It's certainly very busy here today, isn't it?
Yes, and there aren't enough sales girls. We have been standing here for at least 5 minutes.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Three. The red vase only costs $8. It's really a bargain.
The sales girl said it is 20% off today, and it will be the normal price tomorrow.
Question. What's the normal price of the vase?
Four. What's the matter with Tom? He has seemed so sad these days.
He's got so many bills to pay that his wife said they would never make ends meet.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
Five. Will you please change the channel? I can't stand this program.
If you wait a minute, the news will be on next. I want to be sure to see it tonight.
Question. What are they doing? Six. I was sorry to hear about Brown's being fired. I know he was sick a lot, and he usually goes to work late.
Oh, it wasn't that. Brown committed a big error in last month's accounting.
Question. Why was Brown fired?
Seven. I'm going to ask my neighbor to turn down that music once and for all.
I see why you are angry, but I've always found that the polite way is the most effective.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Eight. Professor Lee was really acting strangely today.
I noticed that too. He was talking so quietly and did not give us any homework. Can you believe that?
Question. What can be inferred about Professor Lee?
Now you will hear two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
I saw your advertisement in this morning's New York Times, and I'd like to take a look at the apartment.
Come in, please. It's on the second floor. This way, please.
How much does the apartment rent for?
It's $300 a month, including heat and electricity. Here we are. This is the living room. There are windows in every room. The kitchen is on your left.
There are two bathrooms. That's great.
By the way, we don't allow any pets here.
I see. What about decorating?
If you decide to move in, we will repaint the apartment on condition that you sign a 2-year lease.
That means if I sign a 1-year lease, there will be no redecorating at all?
That's right.
If I decide to take it, how soon could I move in?
You can move in any time you like. As you can see, it's already cleaned up.
Good. Mrs.
Jones.
Mrs. Jones, I like this apartment very much, but I'd like to know my wife's and kids' opinions. I'll come back this evening with them.
Will that be convenient?
That's fine with me.
This is my business card. Thanks very much, Mrs. Jones. We'll see you tonight.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
9. On which floor is the apartment?
Ten. What is the man excited to find?
Eleven. For how long is the man asked to sign a lease if he wants the apartment to be repainted?
12. Which of the following statements is true?
2.
Hi, Jack. Who are you writing to?
I'm writing to my parents, telling them I'll stay here this summer.
You're not going home, are you? I thought you were going on a trip to Japan with your family.
Well, I intended to go with them, but I thought again and changed my mind.
Tell me, I'm interested in knowing what keeps you from joining your beloved family and staying here. It certainly is not studying.
No, certainly not. Michael arranged for me to work at his uncle's institution.
How much will you be paid?
Judy, I don't do it for money, but for experience. Besides, it's voluntary work.
You work without payment? That's really something. What kind of work is it?
I'll be a teacher in one of his uncle's orphanages.
Oh, Jack, I'm impressed.
When will you leave for home?
Tomorrow. We'll fly to Hawaii 2 days after. I really have to pack now.
Go then. Have a nice vacation.
I'll send you postcards.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
13. What's the conversation mainly about?
14. What will Jack do in this summer vacation?
15. What can you infer from the conversation?
2.
Passage 1. The first step to stop drug abuse is knowing why people start to use drugs. The reasons people abuse drugs are as different as people are from one another. But there seems to be one common thread. People seem to take drugs to change the way they feel. They want to feel better or feel happy or to feel nothing. Sometimes they want to forget or to remember. People often feel better about themselves when they are under the influence of drugs. But the effects don't last long. Drugs don't solve problems. They just postpone them. No matter how far drugs may take you, it's always a round trip. After a while, people who miss drugs may feel worse about themselves, and then they may use more drugs. If someone you know is using or abusing drugs, you can help. The most important part you can play is to be there. You can let your friends know that you care. You can listen and try to solve the problem behind your friend's need to use drugs. Two people together can often solve a problem that seems too big for one person alone. Studies of heavy abusers in the United States show that they felt unloved and unwanted. They didn't have close friends to talk to. When you or your friends take the time to care for each other, you are all helping to stop drug abuse. After all, what is a friend for?
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard.
16. Why do some people abuse drugs?
17. According to the passage, what is the best way to stop friends from abusing drugs?
18. What is the finding of the studies about heavy drug users?
2. There are three groups of English learners: beginners, intermediate learners, and learners of specialist English. Beginners need to learn the basics of English. Students who have reached the intermediate level benefit from learning general English skills. But what about students who want to learn specialist English for their work or professional life? Most students who fit into this third group have a clear idea of what they want to learn. A bank clerk, for example, wants to use this specialist vocabulary and technical terms of finance. But for teachers, deciding how to teach specialist English is not always so easy. For a start, the variety is enormous. Every field, from airline pilots to secretaries, has its own vocabulary and technical terms. Teachers also need to have an up-to-date knowledge of that specialist language. And not many teachers are exposed to working environments outside the classroom. These issues have influenced the ways specialist English is taught in schools. This type, of course, is usually known as English for Specific Purposes, or ESP. And there's an ESP course for almost every area of professional and working life. In Britain, for example, there are courses which teach English for doctors, lawyers, reporters, travel agents, and people working in the hotel industry. By far, the most popular ESP courses are for business English.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard.
19. What is the characteristic of learners of specialist English?
20. Who needs ESP courses most?
21. What is this speaker mainly talking about?
3. Not everyone in the world requires the same amount of living space. The amount of space a person needs around him is a cultural difference, not an economic one. Knowing your own psychological space needs is important because they strongly affect your choices, including, for example, the number of bedrooms in the home. If you were brought up in a two-child family, and both you and your sister or brother had your own bedrooms, the chances are that if you have two children or more, you also will offer separate bedrooms for them. In America, for example, they train people to want to have their own rooms by giving them their own rooms when they are babies. This is very unusual in the world. In many other countries, the baby sleeps in the same bed with his parents or in a bed near them. The space in the home also shows a lot about psychological space needs. Some families gather closer to each other, and the size of their house has nothing to do with it. Others have separate little corners where family members go to be alone. Although it is true that psychological space needs are not decided by economic reasons, they sometimes have to be changed a little because of economic pressure. It is almost impossible, however, to completely change your psychological space needs.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard.
22. What does the passage tell us about American children?
Why are some families gathered closer to each other at home than others, according to the passage?
24. What is the relationship between economic situation and psychological space needs?
25. Which of the following can be the best title for this passage?
6. Just like Chinese, Westerners give gifts on many occasions, such as on birthdays of family members, at weddings, at Christmas, and some other holidays. When someone achieves an honor or gets a promotion, and on a farewell visit to a good friend, etc. Generally speaking, Westerners exchange gifts only among good friends. Therefore, it is inappropriate to give gifts to casual acquaintances. Even if you are good friends, if you give them too many gifts, they will feel uncomfortable too, because they don't know how to repay. Usually, when you are invited to dinner, it is absolutely unnecessary to bring a gift, except on special occasions. If you wish to bring something, in most cases, the gifts should always be small, simple, and inexpensive. You might bring some sweets, or some small toys for the children, or a book, some flowers, a bottle of wine, etc., for the host or hostess. If you like, you can wrap the gifts, but wrapping is not always necessary. If you want to make gifts special, you can bring some typical Chinese goods, or even you can cook a Chinese dish and bring it with you. Westerners prefer to open a gift at once and admire it. They would thank you and make some comments on the gift's beauty or practicality so that you know your gift is highly appreciated. Westerners value homemade things. When they ask you whether the gift is homemade, they are flattering you. They are trying to tell you that you are skillful and talented enough to make it. Just like Chinese, Westerners give gifts on many occasions, such as on birthdays of family members, at weddings, at Christmas, and some other holidays. When someone achieves an honor or gets a promotion, and on a farewell visit to a good friend, etc. Generally speaking, Westerners exchange gifts only among good friends. Therefore, it is inappropriate to give gifts to casual acquaintances. Even if you are good friends, if you give them too many gifts, they will feel uncomfortable too, because they don't know how to repay. Usually, when you are invited to dinner, it is absolutely unnecessary to bring a gift, except on special occasions. If you wish to bring something, in most cases, the gifts should always be small, simple, and inexpensive. You might bring some sweets, or some small toys for the children, or a book, some flowers, a bottle of wine, etc., for the host or hostess. If you like, you can wrap the gifts, but wrapping is not always necessary. If you want to make gifts special, you can bring some typical Chinese goods, or even you can cook a Chinese dish and bring it with you. Westerners prefer to open a gift at once and admire it. They would thank you and make some comments on the gift's beauty or practicality so that you know your gift is highly appreciated. Westerners value homemade things. When they ask you whether the gift is homemade, they are flattering you. They are trying to tell you that you are skillful and talented enough to make it. Just like Chinese, Westerners give gifts on many occasions, such as on birthdays of family members, at weddings, at Christmas, and some other holidays. When someone achieves an honor or gets a promotion, and on a farewell visit to a good friend, etc. Generally speaking, Westerners exchange gifts only among good friends. Therefore, it is inappropriate to give gifts to casual acquaintances. Even if you are good friends, if you give them too many gifts, they will feel uncomfortable too, because they don't know how to repay. Usually, when you are invited to dinner, it is absolutely unnecessary to bring a gift, except on special occasions. If you wish to bring something, in most cases, the gifts should always be small, simple, and inexpensive. You might bring some sweets or some small toys for the children, or a book, some flowers, a bottle of wine, etc., for the host or hostess. If you like, you can wrap the gifts, but wrapping is not always necessary. If you want to make gifts special, you can bring some typical Chinese goods, or even you can cook a Chinese dish and bring it with you. Westerners prefer to open a gift at once and admire it. They would thank you and make some comments on the gift's beauty or practicality so that you know your gift is highly appreciated. Westerners value homemade things. When they ask you whether the gift is homemade, they are flattering you. They are trying to tell you that you are skillful and talented enough to make it.